DFW Mobile.
KO4 HKX Mobile.
KN4 TFW.
Ken, how was the maiden voyage?
Oh, that's this coming weekend.
So you getting antsy about it yet?
Getting ready. Susan had made some reservations down in Newbury. We took the truck down there yesterday just to check it out. Boy, it's a good thing. The spot they had me in definitely wasn't going to work. And that, so we kind of switched spots. I think I can make it work.
That's the thing about going somewhere you don't know anything about.
One, it ain't much to write home about for sure.
Where to start and get your feet wet with it.
Yeah, that way I can, you know, test everything out and make sure everything's the way I need it to be before I go down to Savannah anyway.
That, you heard from Andrew yet, or is he going to be gone all this week too?
First person I heard on the radio, and that I did get my brakes changed and serpentine belt put on the truck on Sunday. I had to work on Saturday.
Did you had to work on Saturday?
Ballin told me I needed to help paint this floor.
Is that Ballin told?
It's awesome. Tune up that 5.7 Hemi.
Just put plugs in it.
You can see the spark plugs. It's got like big square caps over where the plugs would be.
Yep, plugs are down in them holes. Is it two plugs per cylinder?
I don't even know. Heck, you can't even hardly see the top. But they go in the top of the valve cover, right?
Yep, roger that. I can't remember on that one if it's two plugs per cylinder or not.
Absolutely no idea. And that I didn't know. So all you can change is the spark plugs, huh?
For a tune-up, yes. That and just your filters. So, I mean, that's really all you can do. Unless you're misfiring, you don't want to replace one of the coils. You can inspect the boots and see if there's any problems with those while you got them out. And you can put just boots on them, but that's about it.
Do that same big square-looking thing on top of the valve cover just pops off?
Should be bolted down. Should have one bolt holding it. Usually a 7mm or 8mm bolt holding it. Sometimes it's a 10.
I did the brakes. It's got a double piston caliper on it.
Pretty standard for a truck anymore.
I don't know why they were squealing, because they were only, I mean, compared to the new ones, they were only maybe 3/4 worn, if that.
Like that. They get gases coming out of them, and it causes problems, and then there's hard spots, and they trap that dust in there. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can cause them to squeal, not just because they're wore out. They can get grooved, like a record, old record, and that can cause it. I mean, it's like I say, it's any number of things that can cause them to squeal.
All sleek and flat. I mean, when I put them on there, and we drove all the way to Newbury and back, and they appeared to work really good.
And I mean, like I said, sitting is the worst thing you can do to a vehicle. It honestly is. Driving them every day is much better for them.
And I went ahead and got the hoses for it. I haven't put them on yet. I figured at least if I had them, it'd be better than not having them. But boy, they were proud of them.
But I'm telling you, it's something that I've seen repetitively cause a problem is radiator hoses and coolant hoses and heater hoses. Just little things. People towing. after about 5-year-old vehicles, that's when they start having problems.
Really, I've never really towed anything with it. A small trailer, and that helps somebody move, but that's about it.
You're about to start towing with it, and that's when you start having the trouble.
Right. I took you down to Newbury to test the brakes, but I wanted to see, like, I know you said the gauges aren't real accurate, but I wanted to see, you know, what it said everything was running at. It appears that the transmission runs about 132, 134 degrees, something like that.
That's about right. So they're getting hot, and it's just like the, basically like the engine coolant. It runs a little cooler when there's nothing obviously behind it. But once they start heating up, it's not going to 400 or 500 degrees. You know, 250, 300, and that's done.
So if it gets to what temperature should I pull over and let it cool down?
If it was me, if it started getting around 275, 300 in that neighborhood, I'm pulling over. You're hot.
And I figure I probably ain't going to go over 55, and then I'm just going to ease on down the road. And then, you know, I usually pull over and stop about every rest area, you know, double check everything, make sure the tires aren't hot and everything.
Another one you'll have to watch, since you've let the truck sit a little bit, the tires, having problems, but you're going on such a short trip, you probably won't notice anything this time. You might, but probably not.
80-mile trip, and it's probably about 60 miles on the interstate. I noticed I got two lines that go up to the up front to the radiator off of the transmission. Does that mean it has a cooler, or it needs another cooler if it starts running hot?
That is the built-in cooler in the automatic transmission. So if it starts looking like it's going to get hot, I put an external one on it.
Radiator that goes up front?
Not near as big as the radiator in there. It's just like, I don't know how to describe it. You know, they got different sizes. It mounts up in front of the radiator to get the air. It's just an external cooler.
Yeah.
An external tranny cooler.
Just fix this thing up and see when, you know, just keep it going. And that, this should be a good one to help, put, you know, help pull. As long as I ain't getting stupid. I mean, you know, the guys at work are doing 75 and 80 pulling a trailer down the interstate. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Just take care of your equipment and it'll take care of you.
Good morning, fellas. KD4IOX. When I towed my fifth wheel, I was keeping about 60, 65. Same as I do when I drive the big truck.
Good morning.
Hope you've been having a good week. Or last week and weekend. I hadn't heard from you in a while.
I worked last week, so I've been out a couple weeks. And then a week before that, I had vacation, so it's been a while. Glad to be back. Looking forward to the paycheck. We've been complaining about the whole across the board, everybody's slow.
Yes, correct.
For parts.
For one of the big retailers.
Run my little regular route in the plastic car parts. They got bought out, so they went from 5 days a week down to 3 days a week. The only time I pick up there, so I only work Mondays and Tuesdays. I held it during Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so I cut out my Tuesday. What year truck did you get? What year truck did you get?
2014 1500 Ram, but we purchased a 25-foot travel trailer, and that I'm supposed to pick up this weekend.
Nice. Going up to the camping crew.
since we had one, and now my wife is off every weekend and all the holidays, so it makes it more convenient and that. So we're going to pick it up and run down to Newbury for a quick trial and make sure we, you know, got everything and check everything out. I've never pulled anything with this truck. Last trailer I pulled was with my Tacoma.
Well, hopefully you have a lot of carefree use with it. Well, I know we enjoy ours.
He's trying to find a spot to put it. My wife was looking and just made reservations at a place she thought it'd be all right. And the girl said, I think it'll fit on this spot. So yesterday we decided to run down there and look. And of course, like, man, that's a good thing I did.
Every time we go to the campground, you know, have the campground maps. We get a campground map or two, and we go around the campground and we circle the spots that we like. That way, next time we go back to that campground, if the site that we really like is not available, then we pick one of the sites we've already circled. It keeps it a little bit more organized, and then we keep those maps in the camper at all times. So no matter where we go, we've already, you know, scouted out pretty much where we go and what site we're looking for. It's a neat little way to keep it organized.
But this one, this is like it said it was an RV resort, but basically it's just for long term for people and that, and all the come and go traffic is, you know, kind of on the perimeter, but it's all grass. But the spot they had me at was backing down a hill to a creek. Man, my truck would have been about at a 30 degree angle when I got stopped, and I had to play heck trying to get it out of there.
You should mention that. My son, for this vacation, my son and his wife set it up, and they picked the spot, and let me tell you, it was a chore getting that camper, a 32-foot fifth wheel, into this little spot, and it's a county park, Falls Creek. I don't know if you're familiar with it, over on Lake Hugh. That's where we went, and they picked out the site. Oh boy, it was a doozy getting it in there and getting it out.
And then I've never owned a camper, so I can't help you there. But guys, I'm going to have to make the jump to 285.
And I'm going to jump out and get a biscuit. I'll meet you in 285 when I get back. Ken, hopefully move over there. KD4
IOS. I'll catch you guys on Run 285. KM4 KFW QSY.
KO4 HGX QSY to 285.